Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. One step closer to World War III. 16-year-olds are not doing what we did when we were 16. $500,000 for $200 million. And 107 years later, that will all make sense in a moment. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, this is not great if you don't want World War III to happen anytime soon. After Biden spent 23 hours in Ukraine, 6 hours in the capital, he went to Poland and delivered a speech and said, "Our support for Ukraine will not waver, NATO will not be divided, and we will not tire." Putin responded by suspending the only nuclear arms treaty remaining, the New START treaty signed in 2010. It caps the number of nuclear warheads that Russia and America can deploy. And now that Russia backed out of the treaty, there are no more nuclear inspectors. China has 350 nuclear warheads. We have the second most, 5,428. Russia has 5,977. I mentioned China there because President Xi said he's planning on visiting Russia. This is a major escalation because the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said that if China gives lethal aid to Russia, that is crossing a red line. The former U.S. ambassador to China said that if China gives lethal aid to Russia, then a worldwide response would be necessary. Worldwide. So like a war with the whole world. The third one of those we've had. The third world war. Do you remember when you were 15 years old, counting down the days until you turned 16 so that you could get your driver's license? Do you know any 16-year-olds today? Have you noticed that kids don't care about the driver's license? They just don't want it. In 1983, 80% of 18-year-olds had their driver's license. Today, it's 60%. But among 16-year-olds, only 25%. Back in 2020, in the beginning of COVID, New York City bought $12 million worth of ventilators. Well, they never used them. They've been sitting in a warehouse in Queens. They just auctioned them off for $24,000, labeled as non-functioning medical equipment sold as scrap metal. In total, New York City spent $200 million on COVID supplies that they've auctioned off for $500,000. A man in England received a very old-looking letter in the mailbox. It was postmarked February 6, 16, but it wasn't 2016 because the stamp was of the king, not the queen. Turns out it was mailed February 6, 1916, over 100 years ago. How did it just now get discovered? The Royal Mail says it must have been lost somewhere in the sorting office, and they just finally found it. 107 years later. I'm Mike Slater. Bill will be here with your message of the day next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, say goodbye to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg as a national politician. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, has totally botched his appointed position in a vivid way. Is there any excuse why Buttigieg has not visited East Palestine, Ohio? He doesn't seem to care very much about the toxic train wreck that has created chaos in the lives of thousands of regular folks. I mean, this is incomprehensible. Does Pete have more pressing engagements? He can't go out there to answer questions from suffering people? That's nuts. Pete Buttigieg ran for president, got nowhere, then joined Kamala Harris as affirmative action hires by President Biden. Merit involved in bringing him into the administration? Absolutely not. He's gay, so we got the job. The country's pressing airline problems are being essentially ignored by Buttigieg, who keeps saying he'll crack down on fraudulent scheduling and passenger abuse, but never does. The man is a disaster, and I say that based on his performance, not anything else. This is what happens when you hire based on political correctness. We need skilled administrators to protect us when bad things happen, not frightened, inexperienced bureaucrats. So it is over for Pete, as it should be. He now joins Kamala as ghost persons. We know they're around, but we rarely see them. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Robert Arrington, Kingsport, Tennessee. Bill, your memo on the election fraud illustrates why I remain a devoted follower of the No Spin News. I subscribed several years ago because I had no faith in any of the network or cable outlets. So after the last election, I rightly placed my trust in you. Therefore, I never fell for the narrative that the election was about to be overturned because proof of fraud was not available. Keep up the good work. So, you know, this is, Robert is a person who thinks for himself, all right? And I applaud that, of course. But most people, unfortunately, believe what they want to believe. And you've got to always step back, even if you want to believe something like the election was fraudulent. And as we told you yesterday, huge, huge problem with the Mark Zuckerberg donation, all right, in that election that's never been investigated. That's where it lies. Will it ever be? Maybe if they reelect Trump, if we reelect Trump, maybe he'll assign a special prosecutor. But that is the key to it. Never been a thing. John, Nikki Haley's comment about mental testing for people over 75 years old wasn't quite as bad as Lemon's comment, but it was almost. Many of us older folks have been victims of age discrimination. Yeah, I know. Age discrimination is terrible. And for those of you who are involved with some of that, elder care is, I think, the fastest growing form of law in a nation. So there are elder care attorneys, and you should know one of them if you're a senior citizen. In a moment, something you might not know.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 291 years ago today, an English subject was born in the British colony of Virginia. By the age of 43, he would lead an armed rebellion against the most powerful nation on earth. Here is the story of George Washington. Young George was the first of six children. He rose to prosperity through hard work. His first job at the age of 17 was a land surveyor in the Shenandoah Valley. In 1752, Washington joined the British Army and served in the French and Indian War. After that conflict, he moved back to Virginia to manage his family plantation at Mount Vernon. Washington married a wealthy widow, Martha, in 1759. Although the couple had no children, George adopted Martha's son and daughter from her previous marriage. She was, as I said, widowed. Like other patriots, George Washington grew increasingly frustrated with the British government. He soon joined his co-revolutionaries in the Continental Congress. In 1775, the Congress unanimously chose Washington to command the new Continental Army. Part of his success in the Revolutionary War was his shrewd use of guerrilla warfare. Washington launched hit-and-run attacks against the British, who were accustomed to formal tactics on the battlefield. They had red coats. They stood there with the rifles. But the rebels, the colonists, were in the woods shooting at them, and that was not good for the British. And here's something else you might not know. Despite his extraordinary position in American history, George Washington was also an ordinary man. He enjoyed cricket and fox hunting. His favorite foods, pineapples, Brazil nuts, and Saturday dinners of salt cod. He loved dogs, especially his favorite hounds, Tipsy, Drunkard, and Sweet Lips. George Washington was also infamously stubborn when dealing with his fellow founding fathers. Later in life, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams routinely referred to old George as Muttonhead. Happy birthday, George Washington. By the way, the second best president ever. Abraham Lincoln gets the nod as the best. Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.